Joining me right now by phone is Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz with the very latest on that mid-air collision that happened between an Army helicopter and an American Airlines passenger jet. Absolutely devastating. 67 people killed. Ryan, thank you so much for taking time out today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you as always.
We know that investigators are not wasting any time. They are digging right in, trying to get some answers. At this point, what are they focused on?
Right. So there's a number of things they're focused on. But what's interesting is that you have multiple agencies involved that aren't just the ones that typically investigate a transportation accident like this. You know, you've got the NTSB, FAA, Department of Transportation all overseeing this. But then you also have the Department of Defense running an investigation too, because this was a military helicopter that was involved. And the thing that stands out about the military helicopter is a lot of the, I don't know if you want to use the word blame, but a lot of the focus has been put there because you have President Trump putting out statements saying that the helicopter was several above the flight pattern it was supposed to be on. So that's kind of one of the questions we have. And there's a couple other things looking at, you know, was the tower for the air traffic control properly staffed? A lot of that is kind of factoring in as well.
So much to consider. And I mean, we're learning also more about these just heartbreaking stories as you get to know more about the victims. It just is... It's devastating. That's the only word I can really use.
Oh, it's horrible. You know, I was just talking to you know, a colleague here on Capitol Hill who had a friend who lost a sorority sister in the flight. And then also, you know, our colleague Bill Malusian had a very good friend who was killed in the flight, too. I mean, we're talking about a mother who was also married. You know, that's a family she's leaving behind. And obviously just seeing Bill post the pictures of her on his Instagram is just heartbreaking. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of corners of the country and even the world in this case that are being impacted by this. And it's just it's hard to take in.
Yes, I can't even imagine at this moment just the agony that these family and friends are feeling. Ryan, what is the response and the mood right now on Capitol Hill?
It's a little contentious. You know, I think that there's some bipartisanship when it comes to getting to the bottom of this. You had a briefing that was held between members of the Kansas delegation as well as the chairs and vice chair of the Commerce Committee, which oversees the DOT. But then, of course, there were President Trump's comments from yesterday where he really went after the Biden administration and in particular, went after Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary under President Biden. And that has ruffled a lot of feathers here. You had Senator Chris Van Hollen, who's from the state of Maryland, lots of Maryland first responders on the scene. He called the statements grotesque, demanded President Trump apologize for them. So there's a lot of that kind of playing in here. But I think when you kind of get into a little more of a hyper-focused view of things, while some of those senators are certainly ticked at Trump, they're still kind of trying to work with the Republicans on how they're going to investigate this and what's going to happen next year. Because, I mean, flight safety hasn't been isn't exactly a new topic to Congress. They had to reauthorize the FAA last Congress. And I mean, that involved a lot of hearings talking about the same topics we're talking about related to this crash.
You know, Ryan, it's so difficult to kind of keep everything in check when the emotions are running so high. And this is a tragedy that is very emotional. And as you pointed out, it's affecting people all throughout the country and even the world. So I'm glad to hear that despite the emotions running high, people are recognizing that first and foremost, it's time to kind of get those in check and focus on the task at hand, because it's going to take a united effort.
It certainly is. And obviously, there's only so much we can do in the meantime while this investigation is ongoing. So I'm sure there's going to be hearings. I'm sure there's going to be Congress taking action. And I'm sure there's going to be debates about further air safety. I think those debates are already going on. They didn't go anywhere.
Right.
You know, the members of the Virginia and Maryland delegation, most of them voted against the FAA reauthorization bill because it included adding new flights to Reagan International Airport. That was already a safety concern, and the air traffic here is already pretty congested. And to think that there's going to be more flights added, that's an interesting thought to have. And of course, I think when the senators and members of Congress are talking about this, they will say quickly that we do not know if a congested airspace or an air traffic controller shortage or anything like that was the reason for why this accident happened. There could have been a number of different factors, but I still think there is that fear that it could happen again, because there's been a number of near misses, especially at Reagan, over the past couple of years, that, you know, I think that everyone's concerned that there could be an air accident in the future, and we want to avoid that.
Right. Got to look forward to the future as well. Ryan, some really tense confirmation hearings. Let's get a roundup on where things stand with those.
Yeah, I think probably one of the big takeaways, JoLynn, from this week is that there was this thought maybe that Tulsi Gabbard and Robert Kennedy Jr. could probably get some Democrats on their side. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case anymore, particularly with Robert Kennedy Jr. Most of the Democrats in the room, particularly even the more progressive ones like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, really went after him aggressively. And in some cases, Kennedy actually came back at them, and he accused Bernie Sanders of taking money from the pharmaceutical industry, accused Congress of having corruption in it because of the influence of Big Pharma. So there were certainly some content fiery moments in there. It seemed like a good amount of the Republicans who were on the fence with RFK Jr., some of them had some good moments with him. You know, a moderate like Todd Young didn't really ask too many very difficult questions of him. That might be a good sign. But when you saw Bill Cassidy, who's the chair of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, say that he's having a difficult time with RFK Jr.'s nomination, and this is a physician, keep in mind, and he is saying that he has patients who didn't get vaccinated or didn't give their kids vaccines because of something they read or heard from Robert Kennedy Jr. That was a moment in the hearing that you're wondering, oh, gosh, could there be more out there who might think this way? And, of course, you got Mitch McConnell, who survived polio. You know, there is a number of Republicans we're still watching for with RFK's nomination. And I think it could be the same with Tulsi Gabbard, though I think it's a little bit of a different wing of the party that has issues with her. You have the defense hawks like James Lankford, who asked her if she thought Edward Snowden was a traitor.
Oh,
and
wow.
She didn't answer the question, or she didn't say yes or no to it. So I think that might be a moment that stands out and might be a concern for some people moving forward.
Yeah, this is certainly going to continue captivating a lot of attention. There's a lot riding on it. And for Tulsi and RFK Jr., yes, they have got to be on pins and needles, waiting and hoping that they are going to be able to get across the finish line. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz, as always, thanks so much for getting us up to speed on what's happening there on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much, as always. Have a great weekend.
You too, Ryan.